This is Akashvani. The news read by Kiran Jha. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi today about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro project and Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years.
लखनऊ मेट्रो का फेज 1B बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है. लखनऊ बड़ा शहर है, वहाँ पर मेट्रो की बहुत जरूरत है. तो यहाँ पर फेज 1B अप्रूव हुआ 5,801 करोड़ रुपीज से.
फेज 1B बनेगा ईस्ट से वेस्ट वाला, चारबाग से लेके वसंत कुंज तक का. तो इस फेज से काफी बड़ी संख्या में पैसेंजर्स मेट्रो का लाभ उठा सकेंगे और नागरिकों के लिए बेनिफिट होगा. इस प्रोजेक्ट को 5 साल में कम्प्लीट किया जाएगा.
The minister said the government has also given its nod for the Tattoo 2 hydroelectric project with the capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Sri Yomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai today. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10th day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering youth minds. Lauding India's initiatives in the field of science, space and technology, Mr. Modi said India has one of the world's highest astronomical observations in Ladakh. Mr. Modi said India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Parliament has passed the Income Tax Bill 2025 and the Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025, with Rajya Sabha returning both the legislations to the Lok Sabha after discussion. Replying to a debate on the two bills in the Upper House this evening, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the new bill, which will replace the 1961 Act, is a milestone that this country's financial system will face. Parliament also cleared the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 with the approval of the Rajya Sabha. The National Sports Governance Bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for the establishment of the National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and the National and Regional Sports Federation for each designated sport. The national bodies will have affiliation with respective international bodies. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha today faced multiple adjournments over the issue of Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned 3 times, while the Rajya Sabha 2 times, before being finally adjourned for the day. Both the houses will meet again on 18th of this month. India's retail inflation moderated to 8 years low of 1.55% in the July, down from 2.1% in June. According to data released by Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, it is the lowest year-on-year inflation rate after June 2017. Meanwhile, the inflation in rural areas softened to 1.18% and 2.05% in urban region. And that is the end of the news bulletin.